You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
I'm Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins Podcast. Gorge!
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha? I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring, well, no one.
Dan
today.
Is... invisible. <laughs> For this episode.
Dan will not be here for a couple weeks.
No, he's busy.
More than a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's his annual Halloween thing for his job where he gets to be a scare actor.
Yep.
And that started this weekend.
Yeah, so he's busy.
So he's not here.
It's okay.
We are produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network. That has not changed.
Yes, so we still have Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube Shorts.
Why are you frozen on my screen? There we go.
I don't know.
My Spectrum keeps freezing things lately.
Well, you know how I feel about Spectrum. So
yes, I know.
I don't need
well,
to go on my rant
again. Mine doesn't make me angry, but mine is making me angry lately.
Yeah, you already know.
It's fine. And then, of course, check out our website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, and become a member to have access to all the things.
Yep. And sign up for the newsletter.
All the things.
He sends newsletters out with merchandise and info and updates and all that fun stuff. So,
And, because this is Wednesday, so this is so it's the 3rd of September right now.
Sure.
In 3 days, September 6th, the Pixie Dust Files website will be launching, which is going to be our child book review website. That pretty much is only me because I'm the reader, which is fine. And that launches on Saturday. We're starting off with reviewing the Assistant to the Villain trilogy. She has a fourth one coming, but right now it's just a trilogy. That'll be September. October, we're going into like the Haunted Mansion books. And then in November, I'm really excited, we're going to be doing the Twisted Tales books, which I'm not going in order of publication. I'm going in order of princesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting with Snow White and going through in publication of the movies.
Okay.
So we'll go through each one, which I'm super excited for. I'm in Snow White's right now, and it's really cool because we get a backstory of the Evil Queen, why she wears the hood. We get a backstory of, like, how she met the king. She's the aunt of Snow White. She was the mother's sister and killed the mother and married her brother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like this one because Snow White's not 14. They upped her a couple years.
That's
She's
nice.
17 when all this happened.
That's better.
So I'm like, I like that so much better.
Yeah. I agree with
much
that.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Sounds a lot better.
So I'm super excited to, like, actually get into it. The twist is supposed to be, what if the prince got poisoned and not Snow White? So I'm only about 100 pages in, and it's like a 400 page book, so we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
I'm super excited.
Okay.
So please check it out. Pixie Dust Files.
Yes.
.wordpress.com.
Coming soon.
We'll link it.
Very soon.
Coming soon.
Like now, basically.
On like Saturday.
Yes.
Like this coming Saturday.
Basically now.
I'm also doing articles about, like, different literary things. So, like, there's an article about archetypes. There's an article about motifs in fairy tales. There'll be, like, other stuff, too, that comes along with book reviews because I'm just a nerd and I love those things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hopefully merchandise at some point, too. I got to get with Robbie on that.
Yeah, he loves doing a good merch thing, so.
I know, because then it can be, like, underneath Pixie Dust, and he can kind of just.
Yeah. He's supposedly going to show me maybe how to do stuff at some point, but I'm just like, you can do it. It's fine.
Well, so I'm put on my wish list. I'm going to get a Cricut so I can do stickers at least. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to, like, create our own stickers, like, for Pixie Dust files for myself, and then maybe other things. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do with them after that. Maybe I'll send them to him to sell. I don't know.
Right now, the stickers I make, I use this website. I'm going to plug them. Please sponsor us. I like you. It's called Sticker App. And oh, nice. Yeah, their prices are not bad, and the quality so far has been really good. So I highly recommend
it. I can just send the designs to you guys then. Mm-hmm. And I just want a Cricut to make, because I'm super excited. This is so off topic, but I am starting small group leading again at the church that I found. I finally found a church, which is like huge for me. And it's a great community. Like, I kind of drilled the youth pastor on certain things that I did not agree with the church I worked at. And they are a come as you are. We love you. Like, it's like, I'm just super excited. And they needed a middle school leader. Their middle school girls do not have a leader right now. I'm like, me, I'll do it. I'll do it. They're like, you want to do middle school? I'm like, yeah, sure. 12 years middle school right here. They're like, you've done middle school ministry for 12 years and you don't want to move on? I'm like, no. They're like, you're weird. I'm like, yes. That's
okay. So just accept it. I mean,
you kind of need to be a middle school leader.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. We start that this coming Sunday is the first kickoff. They do their youth group during church. So I don't have to worry about like rushing home from work, which I'm super excited about.
That's good.
Yeah. So I want to be able to like make stickers for them.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And that's why I want the Cricut. So yeah. Cricut is amazing. You know what would be awesome is if you would sponsor us too.
Let's just get all this.
This is not sponsored right now.
All the sponsors. I would love it if you sponsored us. Cricut, Sticker App, Ninja Transfers. We use you a lot. You could pay us too. That'd be cool. All these places.
That would be awesome. Disney, you could pay us too. I mean,
yeah, if you ever want to invite us to an event.
I know. How do we get invited to those things? Like, how do we become a Disney creator to get invited?
A million followers. And to be fair, I don't know, right? There's a lot of creators out there. But I think in general, you have to be, like, very positive about every Disney event, you know? Like, this was great. I bought this really they probably don't buy things. I was given this really overpriced souvenir that you should definitely buy. I would struggle with that because I would just be like, yo, people, this is cool and all, but I wouldn't pay $50 for this item, just so you know. I think I would struggle with that, and they may not like us for that.
Yeah, but I watch Disney creators that go to these events who get invited to things that don't talk that way.
No.
About things. Okay. Yeah. So. Like, they have their niche that they love. Like, if they love the popcorn buckets, they rave about the popcorn buckets because that's their niche, because that's what they buy. Mm-hmm. So one of the girls I follow, she is huge into the mini ears, which is kind of your thing too.
Yeah.
And she like just goes, she lives in Orlando and she just goes when she hears new ears are coming out to see if she wants them. So I don't think it has to be like every single thing. And I've never seen Magic with Meg, like, promote something. I've only ever seen her, like, do pretty pictures. Like, smiles.
She gets sent stuff. I've seen her promote it that way, because they'll send her things.
Have you?
Yeah. Which, to be fair, I mean, she just got a bunch of free merchandise, so.
Yeah. She lives there now, too, I believe.
She's somewhere nearby,
I believe. Orlando. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho. Love you all, too. You guys are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, but we're on the realistic side of Disney. Like, not everything is going to be happy-go-lucky like we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
We are going through... September is... this is usual. Like, I was looking back. I'm like, September is normally... Yep. Like, August, September is normally, like, our updates of what's going on at the parks, movies, entertainment, etc. There was some updates going on at, like, Disneyland and Disneyland Paris and Hong Kong. I'm like, oh, that's cool, but I don't really want to talk about you because I don't go to you. So go away. So I took that out. But I do have some stuff about animated films that are coming up, Pixar films that are coming up. Some I'm happy about. Some I'm a little annoyed about. and then some expansions and different things. So let's dive in. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
We have some happy things happening. So yeah, we're not I'm not as mad at Magic Kingdom as I was before. But let's start with entertainment and film. Let's get that out of the way. So D23 is happening right now. I don't think it's completed. So there might still be some stuff that's coming out. Like, I haven't seen any announcements for Marvel or Star Wars. They might be announced at this point, which is Wednesday. We're filming this 3 days ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So at this moment, while we're filming,
nothing.
We only have animated stuff. So there is a new movie coming out a year from now in November of 2026 called Hexed. It is a brand new original. I'm going to emphasize that word again.
Nice.
Original. Mm-hmm. Finally. Fantasy film about a teenage boy. Oh, I thought it was a girl. I read that wrong earlier. A teenage boy and his perfectionist mother discovering magical powers and venturing into a hidden realm. I saw some of the artwork that they showed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see that.
I'm super excited for this.
It looks good.
Yes. And it's supposed to release on Thanksgiving Day. Original. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Thank you for the original.
Good job. No sequels. Number four, number five. Thank you.
Just wait till we get to Pixar.
Pixar is, I don't know how to feel about it. We'll see.
Taking me off.
We'll see.
Walt Disney Animation is coming out with a sequel to Zootopia, which we've known about for, I feel like, 2 or 3 years.
It's not new.
It finally has a date. Do you know when it comes out?
Wait.
November 26th of 2025.
Why are they releasing two things together?
No. This is 2025.
Oh.
We're in 25, honey.
It's only 2 months. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's been no trailers. I have no clue what's going on. But Moana apparently.
All over again. By the way, we're just going to have a movie come out. Okay. Thanks, Disney.
Apparently, one of our favorite people, though, Kronk. Mm-hmm. Can't think of his name.
Yes.
Patrick Wahlberg.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah.
He is a new. Oh, it's right here. Patrick Wahlberg. He is going to be in it as the voice of the new mayor because you know in the first Zootopia, spoiler, mayor was evil.
Oops.
Very evil. And then there's a new villain named Gary DeSnake, which is a snake. I mean, hello, evil, of course. So apparently that's coming out in a couple months. So FYI. Well,
probably check it out on Thanksgiving. Which makes
sense because I believe the Zootopia ride or show at Animal Kingdom is coming out.
Yeah, so it's going to coincide with that.
So I think it coincides. Yeah. We won't talk about that one today. We'll do that when we get to Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. But I saw some things about it, and I thought it looked really cute. So I'm really excited for that show. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited not to have the bugs crawling underneath my butt.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see. And the
hornets hitting my back.
I wonder if they're still going to do any, like, 3D things.
I'm assuming so, but as long as there's no hornets, stink bug, all the things, I'm okay with it now. Mm-hmm. As an adult, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's change that.
Yeah, I'm not mad about that.
Yeah. Pixar. This first one, I think I saw a trailer for it or a sneak peek or something, and I just want to cry. It's called Hoppers. I rolled my eyes for those who are listening.
Oh, I saw
an original pixie comedy featuring a college student who transfers. First of all, why are we doing something about a college student when it's supposed to be a kids movie? A college student who transfers her consciousness into a robotic beaver to protect the forest. Mm-hmm. The robotic beaver looks weird. Pixar needs to go back to the Apple days.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'll be curious when more information comes out, more trailers maybe.
Yeah, I'm not, right as of right now, I'm not in it. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to come out March 6th of 2026. I say supposed to, Pixie Dusters, because if you have not noticed, sometimes things move a lot at Disney. So,
yeah.
Supposed to be March of 2026, we'll see.
Yeah.
And this next one, which really
pisses me off
that we're even doing it because they ended it so, not even so well. It was a horrible ending, but they ended it, so it needs to be done. Mm-hmm. But apparently,
it's not.
Toy Story 5 is coming out in 2026, summer. Woody apparently is coming back. Woody, Buzz, Jessie, and the gang face off against new tech toys and the villainous Lily Pad, an iPad with a frog-themed case voiced by Conan O'Brien.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so I have a couple questions. If we were going to do a five, why the heck did we send Woody away with...
I don't understand that.
...with Bo Peep?
Right.
So how the heck are they getting Bo Peep and Woody back? I mean, I know Tom Hanks is probably thrilled because he, like, bawled his eyes out when he was done with voicing Toy Story 4. So he's probably like, I get to go back to it. But honestly, his voice is probably getting tired of, like, Woody is very difficult. If you ever heard an interview with Tom Hanks, he's like, it's mostly noises and you have to strain your voice to do certain things. Right. I'm like... Is this really, should we really be continuing this?
I don't.
Because if they ever, if something ever happens to Tom or to Tim, Tom and Tim, and they try to use somebody else to voice them, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm not happy about this movie. Like, end it. End it.
It's time. It was already time.
It's very,
but.
It's time. Yeah. It's beyond time. It was time when Andy went off to college.
Yeah,
that was our childhood. Our childhood ended. Yeah. You do not need to continue this for the next generation. These, yes, there's tech toys and blah, but those movies could stand the test of time, even with all the new technology coming on.
Right.
Because we are trying to get our kids back to that time and age.
Yeah, they're still selling the same toys at Disney. You can buy a Buzz Lightyear and a Woody and, yeah.
You can still buy a Mickey plush and all still the things. It's still there. Mm-hmm. Still there.
Yeah.
Ending on a good note with Pixar, I am excited for this because I think Incredibles has a lot of different things they could do.
I feel
like it should be a TV show at this point because then you could just have like a slew of villains throughout the seasons. But Incredibles 3, it is in development. It is not like no release date, no like storyline, anything of that nature, but it's supposed to be post 2028, so this is a very early.
Well, it takes them a while to make it. So,
yeah. Yes, yeah, they're letting us know before it's even done.
Yeah,
not even in pre-develop or in it is in pre-development.
Yeah, they're not animating it yet. I'm assuming so.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I think it would be cool if we saw a little bit of an older Jack.
Yeah, age the kids up.
Try to, like, figure out his powers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's age the kids up a little bit and see what's going on.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I need more Edna mode.
Well, always. I think people would be really upset if she wasn't in the movie.
She's, like, she's beyond iconic. Like, I want to be her when I grow up.
Yeah, everybody's obsessed with her, so she has to be in the film.
Yeah. And the original director, Brad Bird, is returning to Incredibles 3, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Live action adaptations, not much so far from what we've heard. We have Tron: Ares, which is I'm super excited for.
Coming out.
It's coming out in October. I can't wait to go see this. So that's next month. It is, let's see here, with a soundtrack by Nine Inch Nails, which is cool. And it's a 4K re-release of the original Tron film starting September 16th. So they're re-releasing the original Tron films, which is exciting too. So super excited for that. I'm kind of sad though that I don't see Sam in it.
I thought he is in it though.
I don't think
isn't he in it?
I didn't see him in the trailer.
Yeah, he's not in the trailer, but I think the actor is somewhere in it.
Is Garrett Hedlund?
I think he's in it.
I'm gonna check.
He's definitely not in the trailer. You're
because
right.
Jeff Bridges is in the trailer.
Yes, certainly.
Which makes me super happy. But again, I'm wondering how they're gonna bring him back because the grid was.
They have their ways.
So, they always do. I mean, it's technology. It's AI. They could probably reopen it. Let's see here. Cast. I think it's funny that Jared Leto is in this. It's going to be interesting. I hope he does well. He better do well. Let's see here. Come on. No, he's not in the list.
Oh, so maybe he's not in it. Okay.
Let's just look at Garrett Hedlund and see if he has it on his. Come on, Garrett.
I don't know why I thought he was.
Please, please, please. Coming. No.
Nope, not listed. No.
Nope, not listed.
Guess the answer's
that. Probably off with Cora. But anyways, it still looks amazing.
It'll still
We're literally bringing Tron World into the real world, yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what is it? Third, I didn't even see the second. I barely saw the first. Avatar, Fire and Ash has a release date. It's actually this year, December 19th.
Okay.
That's not much time in between the last one, no. So, okay. This is introducing the volcanic dwelling people of Pandora.
Okay.
I don't know why this one is so, like, why Avatar is so, like, it's literally Pocahontas with aliens.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I haven't watched any of them. I won't watch this one, so.
I went to the first one during college with my friends, mm-hmm. and.
Yeah.
Again, Pocahontas with aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's live action. Other highlights, Moana is getting a live action remake, starring Catherine I cannot say your last name, I'm so sorry, as Moana, and then of course Dwayne Johnson as Maui. I feel like we kind of have to have a live action of Moana because it's Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have to have him reprising his own speaking
role. Yeah, like, so do it now.
The only person who's going to be able to do his own speaking role.
Mm-hmm.
So I am excited for this, just to see it. It is scheduled for July of 2026. It was supposed to come out this year, but they delayed it a year, so it didn't clash with Moana 2, mm-hmm. which was smart.
It's better. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Yeah. Yeah. And then we do have a confirmation on a date for Frozen 3.
Yeah.
We have no details, but there's a date.
Okay.
Nope. November 24th. 2027.
I'm sure Elsa will be in it. Anna will be in it. Olaf will be in it.
Yeah, but I want to know the storyline. I'm a little concerned.
No idea what they're doing with it.
Because I don't know where they're going to go with it.
No idea.
The first one was dealing with her magic and trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. The second one was dealing with where her magic came from. What are you going to do with the third? Like, we've already answered all the questions.
Don't know. Yeah.
Is it Olaf. Anna and Kristoff's marriage?
Maybe.
Like, what do we got going on?
Could be. Yeah.
So that's the release date. So that's all the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Magic Kingdom.
Yay.
That's why I wore my Space Mountain shirt today. Mm-hmm. I think I have a shirt for every park except for Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Oops. Anyways. So in the Disney park, we are getting an amazing update. Like, I am so excited because they have made claims that they were going to tear it down or take it away. We did a petition. Like, this, we have just, it's been a roller coaster for all of us original fans. We are getting a update to Carousel of Progress.
Finally.
It's not going anywhere.
Finally, Disney. Jeez Louise.
Finally. And it's not even like a shift change. Like, we did get like a refresh on the final scene to like make it more updated.
They did update that. They told nobody. Everyone just showed up one day and it was all for social media. They're like, so the last scene is different.
So why does she look like Taylor Swift?
She literally does, Disney. And you clearly did that on purpose. There's got to be some imaginary did that on purpose. Come on now.
Yes, some imaginary is like, let's do this. Which now is an even bigger deal because she's engaged.
Yes, all over the news recently. So,
which is all I'm going to hear during football season.
Well, blame that on the NFL coverage because they.
I know.
Yeah.
So, like, I am super happy for them. Super excited. I hope it's actually real. I hope it's actually love and not some publicity thing because that does happen in that world. I really hope it's everything that they are hoping for in reality. But keep it out of the freaking commentary. Commentarians,
commentary.
Like, there's a certain, there is one commentary. I can't remember his name, but he is obsessed with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So we could be, I could be watching a game that is the farthest, like, it could be Dolphins, Browns, mm-hmm. which are just random teams. Mm-hmm. And they will start talking about Patrick Mahomes and then the Chiefs and then Taylor Swift. And I'm like, they are not here. Why?
Yeah, there's
why?
No reason to do
why
that.
Why are we talking
yeah,
about
especially
this?
When you're supposed to be talking and about they, the game. Like,
and that's what they did last season, and that's what ticked off NFL people.
I know, and that's not their...
Is it was during the game.
Yeah, and make sure you keep your anger directed at, like you said, the people doing the commentary for mm-hmm. the game. They yes. don't want to be talked about in every game. Like, that's not the point, you know? It's not her fault that they show her on the screen 30 times during a game she shows up to. Like, she's just there to enjoy the game like the rest of you, you know?
Well, and there are other celebrities, bigger, like big celebrities, not as big as Taylor, but big celebrities who are yeah. married to, who are actually married to some of these players. Like, Simone Biles is married to, he was a Packers player. I think he's with the Jets now. Mm-hmm. No, Bears. He's with the Bears now. She's at every game, and they barely ever show her.
Exactly.
What's her face is was engaged and now married to some quarterback. Mm-hmm. Can't remember which quarterback, but it's huge to be married to a quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We never hear her talk about her. It's just like, yes, Taylor Swift's huge. I understand it. Stop talking about her 20,000 times.
Exactly. Show just her once her or alone. Twice.
Yeah. If you want to show her once or twice that she's there, great. But you don't, no, yeah. we don't need to see her exactly. 5,000 times. But I did you listen to the, did you see any of the clips of the podcast?
Oh yeah, I watched the podcast, yeah.
Did you watch the, like the moment where she's like, something about like, and every football, or every, and something about like, the person you don't want to see on your TV. I don't know. She made some comment yeah. about it, and I laughed.
Yeah, she clearly, she's making a, yeah, her own little meta she's joke about herself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we got on Taylor Swift because of Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress, yeah.
But what they're doing is really cool. They are actually making a wall animatronic, which why it took them this freaking long to do it, I do not know.
You know they have it at Disneyland, right? You do know that, right? You can see the one at Disneyland on social media if you want to check it out.
Yeah. They have it at Disneyland, but they don't have it with us?
So Disneyland has their own show. I don't think he's attached to anything. I think it's literally his own standalone thing. At Disneyland.
He's like Walt Life of Disney sort of deal.
He's like a little weird looking, so I do hope they kind of tweak it, you know, for mm-hmm. ours. But I mean, he's an animatronic, he's not a person, so mm-hmm. I'm just excited whatever he looks like for him to be at our show, you know, for the yeah. carousel.
So I'm assuming like what our first scene when they like open the curtains and just have the little
saying, yeah.
thing and they talk, they're just gonna make that scene.
I believe
for
he'll
it.
Be there, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love it.
They imply...
I love it. I'm so excited.
Didn't they imply somewhere... You don't have it in your notes, but I swear I read somewhere that they imply that they may be doing kind of an update to the entire ride, which would make sense because they're going to have to close it, right? To put in Walt.
What if it's Walt?
They're going to have to do a closure, but they implied, like, I don't know. The way they worded it made me think they're going to update every scene, but I don't know what that means at all.
How cool would it be if it's Walt in every scene?
I think there's only going to be one Walt, though. I think they did make that clear.
Dang it!
But it implied that, I don't know. It just made me feel like they're going to update stuff, which they should, because there's been...
Yeah.
There's been videos where, like animatronics are not things working are correctly off. During the show. Like, I think his hand fell off or something at one point
yep,
during one of the...
there was one
yeah.
about his hand falling off.
Yeah, so it's time for a refresh. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and they could even update, like, the ages, like, because when that was made, those decades were a lot closer together.
Yeah.
Like, so what we really could do is they could do, like, a, let's say, 20s, 50s, yep. 70s. How many scenes are there? Four?
Wait. We got the first... The first scene, we're doing,
I
like, the wash.
I think there's only four feet.
And then they...
There's four scenes, right?
And they got the water pump thing. And then they got, like, the 50s. Are there four and then the...
Don't we go from
Christmas,
50s
or
to...
is it...
Hold on. How
please
many
look
scenes?
Like, we've seen this so many times, but I'm like, which scene is which? This is like the turn of the century. Oh, we go through each. It's like holidays, right? So it's Valentine's Day.
So it's a total of six scenes.
4th of July.
There's 1900s. Okay. 1900s, 1920s, 1940s, and then the 21st century. No, there's only four.
Yeah, okay. Four? I was going to say, I don't think there's six. No.
I don't know why it said six.
Because it's Valentine's Day, then it's the 4th of July.
Oh, with the intro and the exit.
Oh, yeah. But I was trying to remember the holidays. Then they go to Halloween, and then they go to Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's what they do.
Yeah. So they could keep, like, the 1900s, skip the 20s, go to, like, the 40s, like... Take out the 20s, mm-hmm. do 1940s, and then the third scene could be, like, 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
And then the last scene should be, like, what we think our future is going to look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, which I think is what it was originally, kind of, right? Because she's playing virtual reality and stuff, so the oven
We're
talks
We're already
to
at
them.
Virtual reality. Let's look further out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have a lot of room to play with this.
Yeah, like I will not be mad about that date.
Do it right. Don't do what you did with Great Movie Ride that you could have updated.
Mm.
Do it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stupid, stinking. That's a different day. So super excited about Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
Didn't give us, at least my thing didn't, I didn't see any dates. So just
no,
keep
I don't
look out if you go to Disney. Next big thing happening. Why did I put that on there? Apparently, I left on that Dr. Facilier is going to be on the Disney Destiny cruise ship.
I didn't even see that.
Don't know why that's on there.
We're not talking about the Disney, Disney cruises.
Forgot to delete that. Let's just... Goodbye. Okay. There we go. They are... Before I talk about the favorite thing that's happening, or the two favorite things that are happening, Tron is getting a... like a layover, an overlay, an overlay for September 15th through, I don't know when, but for Tron Aries.
I think that's
so
very
probably
cool.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah, it'll be red, right?
And then this, yes, it will be red on the set, and then the soundtrack by Nine Inch Nails will be featured also alongside
cool.
the red overlay, so that'll be exciting. Shanghai, if you go to Shanghai, if you're listening from Shanghai, because I know we do have some international people, your overlay starts September
16th. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yep. Next one, because we won't talk about this one as long, is Cinderella Castle. Cinderella Castle right now is has vibrant rose pink, and it was for the, it was in 2020 because they wanted to showcase it for the, what was it, the 50th anniversary of Disneyland, Disney World?
Yeah, I think it was all done for the 50th, yeah.
Yeah, the 50th. So it was done for the 50th. They updated it, which they do that a lot. We've had the birthday cake.
We've had lots of...
Elsa's castle. Like, they just... this castle, they do lots of things, too. I don't think they do anything to any of the other castles that I ever see. It's just, for some reason, this castle. But it has now been 5 years... And the 50th's over. Mm-hmm. So guess what? We get the original castle back.
I am not sad about this at all. Very excited.
I'm not. I am super excited to have my grays and creams and blues and gold accents back.
It's so pretty.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Especially when they refresh it and it's just like...
magical.
You're so gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. Cinderella Castle. So super excited. There's no timeline on it. It's probably just going to like... happen at some point.
Yep, you'll just see the cranes and whatnot, and they'll be repainting it.
Yep, or you'll be there 1 week, and next week it's there.
Who knows with Disney?
It's back.
Depends how quickly they can do it. Yeah.
Yep. But there were some details that I got. Like, Disney actually underscores the paint they chose goes through rigorous like UV and weather testing to ensure everything's good. I'm hoping because this is not a new scheme that they already know what paints to do, so hopefully it won't take as long.
Mm-hmm.
But for high areas like the rooftops, they use automotive grade paint.
Yeah.
Is what they use, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they apply varying sheens, mattes for stone surfaces, glossy spires, etc. So I thought that was pretty cool. But they don't have a specific time frame, which is meh. Oh, I don't want to end on that. We're going to go to the crappy thing before we go to... Oh, we have some other things, too. I forgot about that. But let's talk about the other thing that's getting added. I'm sorry. I did not organize this well. I just kind of copied and pasted. So, the other big thing that is going on at Disney World, or Magic Kingdom, is we are getting the Villain's Land at Magic Kingdom, which we've known at least for a year or two now. Uh-huh. But they are starting to unveil other things that are happening because it's actually... you know, being built right now, yep. If you look over in the Thunderland or Thunder Mountain area. It's going to have some attractions, dining, merchandise.
Of course.
The architecture is inspired by conjured architecture, which is, like, stuff from, like, France and Spain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So kind of a, what was it called? There's another spot where I had it on here somewhere. There was a word for it. Didn't know I can't find it. Apparently I deleted it. Oh, well. But there will be two major attractions, one of them being a thrilling roller coaster. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that's, like, Maleficent-based or if it's going to be something else-based. A lot of us are hoping for Yzma.
I know. Everyone's been saying it for years, so let's hope. But you never know.
Let's pray they've listened to us.
We'll see when it comes out.
But we will see Maleficent in dragon form.
Very cool.
Breathing fire.
Very cool.
As part of the immersive experience, mm-hmm. which I'm super excited about. I just rewatched that movie the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're still scary. Mm-hmm. Even as a 30-something-year-old in a 1959 movie.
Yeah.
You're still very scary. Mm-hmm. And then there will be all the shops and dining experiences will be designed around Disney's iconic antagonists.
Of course.
Which is amazing. Yeah. They did reveal the 13 classic villains that will be featured at the Brazil D23. And that is going to be, of course, Evil Queen, Maleficent in two forms. We'll see both forms. Ursula, Jafar, Cruella, Captain Hook, Hades, and more. Mm-hmm. But those are the big ones. I'm super excited about Hades. Mm-hmm. If I get Everyone to meet Hades, I'd be so excited. Mm-hmm. So happy. Sorry, Brett. We will be waiting in line to meet Hades.
It's going
to
be great.
I'm so doing it.
Yeah.
But they're going to be brought together by a dark spell in a chilling narrative with no heroes in sight.
It's going to be good. It just sounds good.
Again, my suggestion, this should be a 21 and over area.
I wish, man. I hope less kids will be interested in this section. There's always going to be those kids.
Too. I think a lot of the littles, it's going to be too scary.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not mad about that.
They have their Toontown Circus. They can just go over there. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see here. And yeah, we already know construction's already underway. I don't think there was anything else about that. No. I'm super excited. I don't know. Who do we want? Okay, so I have a feeling that one of the major attractions is going to have to do with Maleficent because
they're very much emphasizing her too. So yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So my hope is the second major attraction is Yzma. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm trying to think who would be a really cool ride. Please don't give me the Evil Queen. We already had scary Snow White adventures. What if like they might have a couple small shows.
Yeah.
I want, how weird would it be if all of a sudden Snow White Scary Adventures showed up like refreshed in Villains?
Everybody's like, wait a second. Like, I've been here before.
Hold on.
I've done or this. Like
or they renamed it to something about the Evil Queen, and you go through and you're like, wait a second, why am I having childhood flashbacks?
I've done this.
I know this ride. Why am I scared out of my mind? Oh, yeah.
I mean,
childhood.
My assumption is it will be a character who doesn't currently have an attraction. So I would rule out like Ursula because we already have Little Mermaid. Captain Hook, I would rule out.
I'd rule out Jafar because they have the Aladdin, right?
Yeah, even though it's not really. It is what it is, but yeah.
Oh, please give me a Hades ride.
I don't know. Could be.
I would take a Hades ride. Because, Dreamlight Valley, mm-hmm. the Disney video game, right. If you don't know what that is. The newest expansion, Storyvale, is actually you get Maleficent and Hades. Mm-hmm. And they are battling against each other. They hate each other. And they're like going back and forth. I'm like,
Disney could be hitting at something.
Honestly. Are you giving us a hidden Mickey?
I mean,
with this game?
Hades would be a good choice. Villains. He would be a good choice. And they did list him, right, as one of the known confirmed villains.
Yep.
It would make more sense.
Because we don't have a Hercules ride.
Yeah, we don't have anything Hercules related. I mean, we already have The Little Mermaid. We already have plenty of Aladdin stuff.
We don't have anything for 101 Dalmatians.
That's true, but I feel like that would be... I think that's trickier.
One to do.
To do, yeah. I mean, I don't know that you would do much... No offense, Cruella. You're cool. But she's a better face character to have walking around causing problems.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and we have Peter Pan. We're not going to do that. I mean, yeah, I feel like Hades would be the next choice. He's listed, so we'll see.
Yeah. Hmm. What would be a cool, like, dining experience?
I mean, you could have a bunch of them at the dining thing, though.
Again, you could do Yzma's. You could have like an Yzma themed restaurant that Kronk is the Kronk.
I wonder if you get any right food. You know what? Actually, Kronk is a good cook. Yes, you to be fair,
an amazing cook.
Yeah. So you know what? You just got to watch for the poison.
I want Kronk's spinach puffs.
I mean, if they're gonna do it, they'd have to do that.
They would.
They'd have to include some spinach puffs.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. Oh, I want more details. I want it. Do we even know when this is supposed to open?
It's a couple years, I believe.
Do we have a timeline?
My assumption is 27 or 28, maybe.
On Villains Land in Disney.
Where's my... I don't know if I have anything.
No official timeline.
No. Yeah, when we get closer, they'll tell us, I'm sure. But
this one says, but construction is expected to begin in the coming years. Already done. Likely with an opening in the early 2030s.
I don't know if they want to wait that long.
I don't think it would be that long.
I don't think they want to wait that long to get that open.
I don't think it's going to take that long to get it done.
For 5 years? I mean, I don't know.
Hold on. What is this? This is WDW Magazine. Let's see what they say. Okay. I just saw... Where is it in the article? I hate when they give me the line I want in the article and then I don't know where it is in the actual article. Oh my gosh, yeah. So, in a similar timeline in mind for Villains, we can expect construction to begin in 25 or 26 with an opening date in 29 or 30 at the earliest.
Why is it taking so long to build stuff? They got Epic Universe done in like a year. Like, come on. Just saying.
I mean, they are doing multiple projects at once, and Universal only had one project to do.
I don't care, Disney. Make this a priority. That's the thing.
Villains should be a priority. I don't care about Cars.
Nobody cares about Cars Land. We want Villains Land first.
When is Cars? Well, Cars is supposed to open around the same time.
I'm sure it is. But that, I mean, that I can understand because, I mean, maybe it's the same difference. But, I mean, they have to take down everything that's over there. They had to drain the water. They got to, you know, do whatever they're going
to
do.
Well, and we don't know what they need to do behind Big Thunder to make it safe.
You should have already been thinking this
through. Swampy? Is it all...
Come on, Disney.
Oh, Art Nouveau. Novella? Noella?
I don't know.
How do you say that? You're the art student!
Say it again.
What's the... Inspired by Art...
How do you spell it?
Nouveau.
Novau? Nouveau? I don't know. Not French.
It's an art term. How do you?
Good
know
lord,
this?
I don't know how to say that. Where's Dan?
Where's Dan? Art noir? Noir.
I don't think that's noir because that's like N O I R, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't
and
know.
And that's like a literary thing. And very, like movies and...
Art Noir? No, that's a film thing.
Yeah, film. There we go. Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
Anyways.
Well, apparently we're not getting Villains Lane until 2030. I am pissed.
That's going to take forever.
I was hoping I would get it when I'd go with my family in 27.
Well, maybe they'll start doing like little openings, you know, so we'll get like a little section at a time or something before that.
France didn't even take that long for them to update.
I'm just saying, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, you know why it's probably going to take longer? It's because they're putting in major, like a major roller coaster. And that takes a while
to... Do the rest of it first. We don't need the roller coaster right away. It's fine.
We are getting Maleficent's castle.
Yeah, so let's get it moving. Cool. Come on.
Well, I think they have to finish. I think they just finished up or are finishing up Thunder Mountain's update.
Yeah, I don't know if they're done yet.
I think they had to do that.
I don't think it reopens till next year, so I think probably actually they're still working on it.
Reopening 2026.
Yeah, so.
So what we're getting with Big Thunder Mountain, because they actually told us, a rainbow cavern scene.
Yep.
Featuring fluorescent pooling, shining iridescent stalagmites and stalagmites. I wonder if that's where, like, where we have to go up that stupid hill.
I think so.
I wonder if they're updating that part. Yeah. Apparently, also, we're getting 100 of glowing bats added to the atmosphere. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sudden flash of lightning jolts you into a darker reality. Nature might not be so welcoming after all.
I'm curious.
Goody, goody. I'm
curious about this update.
We are also getting enhanced storytelling themes. The ride's theming is being deepened with introductions of Barnabas T. Bullion, the legendary founder of Big Thunder Mountain Company, whose greed for gold triggered a series of strange and unexplainable events.
Hmm.
Nature's backlash to mining gone awry.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
There is major structural overhaul. Yep. This isn't just a touch-up. The entire track has been replaced from mountaintop to cavern deep, making one of the most substantial refurbishments in years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if it's going to be a smoother ride.
That's my question, is I thought the fun of it was the fact that it's not, especially the further back you get.
I'm kind of hoping, though, that it's... I don't mind it being rough. But I don't, like, if we get stuck at the front, I want it to be a little bit more thrilling.
Yeah, so maybe it'll make the whole
whole train, like...
Yeah, more even.
Maybe they're like, we're sick of dealing with these people who want to wait to go to the
back. Probably hate like, us. The people who are like,
they definitely hate us.
I can wait
us.
To the next one.
Any of us Disney people who asked us to go to the back, we are on the blacklist.
They're just like, just sit anywhere. It's fine now. It's the same.
Yeah. It's all the same. there has been a massive crane over there for
a
months,
while.
And it's not going to go away anytime soon. So,
I got
just
a lot
FYI,
to do.
People. Yeah. So, that's that. Couple other small things. Pirates of the Caribbean themed lounge is actually open now.
Opened.
I saw that it is open. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for this next year when I come back.
Mm-hmm.
The Beak and Barrel.
Yeah, I'm excited to check it out.
Not next year, 2027. I'm not going to be back next year.
Lame.
I'm so sad. Yeah. I know. We thought about it, but then we're like, well, we kind of want to move, and if we want to move, we got to be able to pay movers.
It's a thing. It's expensive.
Yeah, so if we move, we kind of need the money for that. But it's super exciting. Hopefully by 2026, the hype's down, so it won't be as busy.
Yeah.
Inside guests will include Rummy, a descendant of the classic Barker Bird animatronic, and enjoy pirate-inspired ambiance, food, and beverages. So I'm assuming this is like a 21 and over?
I mean, it's a... I don't know if there's restrictions. I'm not sure. But I mean, it is like a bar, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a tavern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know it's like Pirate Rand. It's tavern.
It's popping off right now. That's why I'm going to wait. Number one, it's... still too freaking hot to be at the parks. But number two, I want to give it some time because I don't need to be first. So it'll be there.
Yeah.
To go check it out later.
First is, you don't need to be first at Disney for anything. If anything, it makes you more grumpy when you're first at Disney. Just wait.
It's fine. You don't have to see everything the day it comes out.
I still haven't been on Tron, and I've been to Disney at least 3 times since it's open.
I mean,
and
yeah,
I don't need to be on it yet. It's still too hyper for me.
Yeah, the waits are
hyped up for me.
Long. I mean, Robbie would like to try it, but we got to figure that out. So, I mean, yeah, we haven't done it either. But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mom and Dad have been on it.
Yeah.
They were lucky enough to get on a virtual while they were there.
Yeah, when they had, yeah.
Yeah, when they were doing the virtual runs, but, yeah. But yeah, that's open. We're also getting a new nighttime spectacular.
It's already open.
Done. Is it already
running,
open? Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
July 20th.
Yeah.
It is a nighttime parade called Disney Starlight.
It looks
and
pretty.
And it debuts on Main Street USA. Soft opening earlier in the month. Features floats inspired by franchises including Peter Pan, Frozen, Encanto, Coco, Moana, Pinocchio, and more. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? That they're also doing a second one, too, and I have no idea how they're going to do it.
Coco. I did see that. Yeah.
Coco is getting a second. It's, like, beyond 2028, but I'm like, how are you... what else is there to tell?
They must have something in mind, but I'm very curious what the Coco 2 is going to entail.
It sounds like it's probably going to be, like, a straight-to-VHS version.
I don't know. Maybe it'll just be Disney Plus released. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it doesn't sound like theater. Like, there's nothing you can do.
I don't know.
You have one area for Day of the Dead.
We'll see. We'll see.
He found his father. What else is there?
I don't know.
Weirdos. All right. Ugh. We're ending on the crappiness. Cars-themed expansion in Frontierland.
Yeah.
This expansion will transform Rivers of America and Tom Sawyer Island into a rugged, wilderness-inspired playground.
Yeah.
Actually, this might help us. I know it took away our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's an actual playground...
All the kids.
And there's like... Yes! That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if they have like a play area, that will help us.
Yeah.
That will help us.
Yes.
There is it's a rally race through mountainous terrain, geysers, mud holes, and wild outdoor thrills. It sounds like a kid's version of Thunder Mountain.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's cars. Very kid friendly. That's my assumption. Yes.
Yeah. Family friendly.
Yeah. Whatever.
Family friendly. Suitable for all ages, apparently.
There we go.
So,
yeah.
I will have to be going on it because Cars is my dad's favorite.
I mean,
trilogy.
I saw the artwork, the most recent artwork, and it doesn't look terrible. Horrible. I'm curious because there's going to be a lot more walking space to connect, you know, areas around, but I don't know. I just don't care about Cars that much, so.
Maybe they'll expand the covered Haunted Mansion lines. You know how amazing that would be?
Could you
since they're filling it in?
Disney? Because... Like, it's terrible when you're not
under
the covered canopy.
It is. Like, you used to never have to be out. Like, the fact that a 30-minute wait, I have to be out in, like, the next to where the entrance for the Rivers of America is. I'm like, I'm sorry, a 30-minute wait, I should be up there underneath the covered crap. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. I agree.
I'm very annoyed with how they've done the lines for Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. It's frustrating. I wish they would update that.
And they updated it with all that fun, like, touch stuff for the kids, and now that's not even something you can go through anymore, and at least not when I went last time.
Sometimes they do still push you through there, but I don't know what the deal is with it.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Like, it was so cute. I know COVID happened, but it was still open while COVID was going on, and we had no problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Not that COVID's gone. I just had a... We had, like, two cases in my office a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. It's still a thing.
Yeah. But I didn't get it. Because my immune system's up. Yay.
Thank God.
Well, I've noticed that I only get super sick when my immune system's down from, like, big stressful things. Mm-hmm. Like my wedding. I had COVID 2 weeks before my wedding. That was great. Mm-hmm. And when I moved across state lines.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's all kind of the stuff that's coming to just Magic. This is just Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I think this one, I feel like this had the most announcements, though, recently, and updates as far as what we've already, like, know what's coming. They didn't really do a lot with the other parks that I saw. Too much.
Hollywood Studios is getting a couple things, which I'm actually excited about when we talk about the animation area.
Yeah.
And there's some new stuff that I saw from Millennium Falcon. ride that
yeah,
is
they
exciting.
Do have the Mandalorian and all
some
that coming
to that.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. Like they're updating how the engine, like they're giving the engineer more options.
Oh yeah,
like
it's supposed
more
to be more
responsibility.
Interactive. Yeah.
And you actually get to choose where you're going and like some different things like that. We can talk through in that episode.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom has a little bit more updates when it comes, like little more info on Encanto and Indiana Jones and then the Zootopia. The only one that doesn't have any updates is Epcot, but that's because literally they just
like, finished Epcot.
Gutted it. So, yeah. Which one are we doing next week?
I don't know. Are we doing Studios next week or are we doing
Epcot? I don't know. We're ending on Epcot.
Oh, okay.
We're doing Studios next week and then Animal Kingdom and then Epcot.
Okay.
So... Are we supposed to be filming this coming Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
Our schedule is a bit messed up, but yes.
We have a very messed up schedule right now.
Yeah,
we
we're going to have to
get those three done and
discuss
we could
our schedule
all three of those.
Here in a little bit. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Pixie Dusters, that's what's happening. There might have been more announcements at D23 that we just haven't seen yet because, again,
I mean, we can
we're filming a couple days ahead.
Add it on to another episode if we see something. Yeah.
Especially if it's amazing. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Let us know on our social medias or if this has a comment section. I have no clue if it does.
I think on Spotify it does.
Does? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let us know. Like, what are you excited for? What are you not excited for? What are you hoping for them to do in like either the Villains area or with Cars or whatever? Give us some of your thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We love to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So we will see you next week, Pixie Dusters, for Hollywood Studios. And again, make sure to check out Pixie Dust Twins, Pixie Dust Files on Saturday.
Yes. Yes, yes,
this
yes.
Saturday.
Yes.
The 6th.
In just a few days. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.